You're listening to SBS News.
With many cafes transforming into takeaway windows, it's a new way for Australians to get their morning coffee. The Keri Keri Garden Cafe started in 2014 as a way to give back to the community. Each month, customers are invited to grant a favour to spread generosity to those in need. Now owner James Murphy's doing what he can to extend some of that generosity to his staff.
Our priority was to try to stay open and support a few of our staff so we can continue to operate and support them. But also, just as importantly, we really want to stay open for our community.
Adriana Urinaga is one of those employees thankful for the support. The 26-year-old Peruvian's been working at the cafe for more than 3 years. She's on a temporary visa and isn't entitled to any government support, leaving her in a precarious position.
Probably if I lose my job, I will have to go back home, which is Peru. I mean, I love being in this country, but it's not that we are having the best help at the moment. That'll be it for lots of people here.
In Fijian, Keri Keri means please, but its wider meaning is to request something that's needed and is given willingly with no expectation of repayment. Having grown up in Fiji, this sentiment's something James Murphy's hoping to do by retaining his staff and continuing to serve the wider community in these uncertain times. James Murphy says he's branched out from the takeaway coffees and is now selling soup, which helps him to employ between 10 and 14 people. He's confident he can stay open for at least the next 2 weeks.
We'll assess where we're at, both from a customer point of view, but also with the environment is ever changing from day to day to hour to hour. So we'll assess things then and make a decision from that point.
For locals like cancer patient Pam Crook, she says she'd hate to see Keri Keri close its doors.
Right from the start, there's been that feeling of reaching out to the community, helping those less fortunate than myself and ourselves. And that is the philosophy that I think is so critical during this time.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.